Welcome to a bonus episode of Recovery Unscripted, where we sit down with some of the people who make up Foundation's Recovery Network and explore the different ways that they're working to create lifetime relationships for long-term recovery. I'm David Kondos, and my guest today is Clayton Martin, who serves as Content Strategy Manager with the Foundation's marketing team. If you or your organization are providing excellent patient care or developing new therapies or conducting groundbreaking research, but no one knows about what you're doing, then that could be holding you back from making an even larger impact for the greater good. That's where content comes in. But how do you know how to explain what you do in a way that breaks down complex healthcare issues for the general public and helps build trust with them? Well, Clayton is kind enough to take a few minutes of his time to shed some light on that today. So welcome, Clayton.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thank you.
How you doing today?
Good.
All right. So let's start with telling the story of how you came to be at Foundations and got started in this.
My background is actually in nonprofit work. I've always loved the idea of working at a place that has a strong mission that they stand by. What I really like about that is that it taught me how to be creative and problem solve. You know, a lot of times we didn't have a big budget to work with on projects, so we really had to find new solutions. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as you move into, I guess, a more business corporate environment, you know, you do have a little bit more resources to work with, but, you know, there's still all sorts of ways to solve problems. I really appreciate that part of working in a nonprofit. But ultimately, so I had a good friend, Johnny Stovall, who runs our web strategy and, you know, design development team. He moved to Nashville a few years ago and was looking to build a team. So we got to talking, and a lot of my interests aligned with what he was looking for, and it was a good fit. So here I am.
I know your duties and can change a lot, and you kind of touch a lot of different pieces as they're moving through the chain. But just kind of give an overview of like what a day might look for you in this role.
You know, currently I'm working a lot with the content team. We're kind of expanding our reach into more video. I'm excited, you know, to be a part of the podcast and all of that stuff. So, you know, kind of all over the place. We've got new video projects that we're doing. We're redoing the Foundation's website. You know, we're constantly doing email campaigns and paid search landing pages, all sorts of stuff. You know, there's no consistency in marketing, I guess. You know, it's constantly evolving. So I like being forced to stay on my toes like that.
Yeah, and you got to adapt and change.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so, you know, talking about video, audio, content, web design, all this stuff, but the thread that's tying it all together is it's all content.
Right.
And exactly. It's kind of what you're presenting
exactly
to the world. And so could you say a little bit about the role that content plays in how Foundations does marketing and all that?
So I take the role of content and content strategy very seriously because I really see us as the voice of the company. Design is very important, you know, website development, user experience, all of that stuff is very important, and it's all got to work together to be effective. But we're the ones telling the story of our company and what we do. So that's kind of what really ties it all together.
Yeah. And so looking at the bigger picture of like Foundations and other organizations who are in this field are ultimately about helping people. And so that, you know, that takes place at the treatment center, you know, in the rooms, and the marketing department can feel kind of removed from that, but it's still really important for connecting all those people together. Could you describe how and why having strong content helps further that mission and really drive the whole thing forward?
Well, you know, everything we do here as a business is about relating to people on a human level. So from a content perspective, we're tasked with helping those people meet their needs and make an informed decision. As marketers, we're here to promote our business. But one of my favorite things about Foundations is that we'll help anyone who calls in. So when we're creating content and writing, you know, CTAs, calls to action, all of that stuff, I feel like we can confidently do across the board because I know that anyone who reads anything that we put out and, you know, takes the time to call in and puts their trust in us, we're going to help them. I feel like that's a really powerful message and something that I hope kind of sets us apart. You know, every business is going to have a target audience, but ultimately our company's mission kind of supersedes that. And I think that that's really cool.
And then kind of looking at the strategy piece. So it's like it's content strategy, and the strategy is really kind of what ties it all together. And it's doing the prep work and coordinating all those pieces. Could you talk about how that fits together?
The first thing that you're going to want to do is have a goal in mind. You know, have some objectives, some measurables, things that you can do to make sure that you're reaching who you're trying to talk to and that you're addressing people's needs. You know, I would say that you definitely want to do some like competitive research, see what they're writing, what, you know, video content they're putting out there, see what's unique about your business that you can promote that's really setting you apart. And then you have to constantly be looking at the results of the work that you're doing and making tweaks, you know, seeing what you can be doing better. And all of that is kind of what makes up the whole strategy.
Yeah, and it kind of creates a loop then.
Right, yeah. So you'll try something new again and then see what worked, what didn't, you know, build off of what did work, and then you just kind of keep it going.
And so then for someone who might be listening, who, you know, maybe they're more on the treatment side, or maybe they're in a, you know, small marketing team, one person marketing team, and they want to present all that they're doing to the world. They want to, you know, be smart about that and make sure they can connect with people who need help. What are some kind of simple steps that they could take away from this, start implementing to refine how they reach people through content, how they use strategy?
I feel like on a very basic level, my answer may sound very obvious, but I feel like the most important thing you can do with your content strategy is to know your product inside and out and know your audience inside and out. You can't effectively speak to the people that you're trying to speak to if you don't really know who they are, what motivates them, you know, what fears they have, what objections they have. That's a big thing that we talk about here, you know, whether it's traveling for treatment or the cost of treatment or how insurance works. You know, these are all barriers that the people that we're trying to talk to have. And if we're not keeping that stuff in mind and speaking to those needs, then we're not doing our jobs.
They're not going to feel like you're talking to them.
Exactly. Exactly. The other thing that I think is super important is to just make sure that whatever you're producing is more focused on the audience than it is on yourself. You know, when you look around a lot online, especially at, you know, businesses' websites or whatever, they're often talking about themselves a lot, which, you know, it's there to promote your business, but no one likes to listen to someone talk just about themselves the whole time. You know, we're here to meet people's needs who, you know, are often in a very dark place, or, you know, they're struggling, and it's our goal to speak to them. So if you're just talking about yourself, then they're not understanding how by them calling the number that you want them to call or subscribing to the email list or filling out a form, whatever it is, they're not getting anything out of that if you're just talking about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I feel like ultimately it's all about figuring out what problem you're solving for people, meeting their needs, and keeping the focus on them as a human, as a person, and speaking to them directly.
Clayton Martin serves as Content Strategy Manager with the marketing team of Foundations Recovery Network in Nashville, Tennessee. To check out an example of Clayton's work with content, you can visit a landing page at foundationsrecoverynetwork.com/LP. As always, thank you for listening, and I hope to see you right back here for the next episode of Recovery Unscripted.